Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Brian Kelly, you're back. You said you were coming back. You're a man of your word. Here you are. Welcome back to the UK.
Happy to be here.
So you were over, it feels like it was only a few months ago.
No, it feels like a couple months, but it kind of feels like forever in a weird way. I was looking back at pictures. I was like, my hair was shorter. But no, I mean, I grateful that people want me here, and a lot of doors have been open for me here. And, I seemed to be, after the first time we came in September, people were hitting me up on the DMs, on socials, mm-hmm. and saying they're excited for me to come back. And, that's what it's all about. That's why I'm here. Although I do love London, I do love the UK, and if we could travel, we love traveling here. But to be here for my career and to connect with fans that want me here, that's what it's all about. That really means a lot to me.
I mean, yeah, and it's always great to travel when somebody else is paying.
Yeah, that's right. Mixing some travel, some music, some press, man. That's
some burgers.
That's a great life. Definitely some burgers.
Yeah, because last time you have a little, we're not going to damn it with faint praise. I was going to say a little burger shack. It's much more than that. But, I mean, burgers, is a side hustle that you've got.
Right.
And the last time you were here, we were talking about, doing a little bit of research, mm-hmm. getting around the UK, trying the burgers. So every single thing about this trip is tax deductible.
Now we're talking. now we're talking efficiency now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I think as a solo artist, Sunshine State of Mind, I think, was our kind of intro. Is it fair to say introduction?
For sure.
Because, I mean, everybody
no doubt about it.
Obviously knows you. But then when you kind of break out and do a solo thing, it's kind of like people getting to know you differently or on a deeper level. Is that fair to say?
No doubt about it. When you come from a duo, it's both worlds put together. It's just such a different entity.
Mm.
And, to represent myself as a solo artist musically, personally, professionally, creatively, it's just different. Both are great, but it's just kind of, they're different,
Yeah, of course.
Really enjoying it. And like you said, man, Sunshine State of Mind, maybe we talked about this before, but for those that don't know, I made that during COVID. That was my COVID passion project. And that was me diving into my songwriting, my creativity in a time where, a lot of things were shut down. It was a confusing time. It was just a weird time in the world. A lot going on, a lot of division between people.
And everybody
people,
was going through
right,
that.
You know?
And division, which continues to this day.
It does. And for me, I think where I was at in my career, I think it would have been really easy to just relax.
Yeah.
Of people did. But for me, man, everywhere I looked, I found inspiration. Everywhere I looked, there was a song title. And I just felt like that's what I've always done through the highs and lows of life. I've always dove into my music and my songwriting, whether those songs have come out or not, or if they will or not. Mm. It's a great outlet, man, and to be able to do that during a time where, it was just so different. It meant a lot to me, and I know that those that have heard it, they love that record. And I'm forever grateful that I was able to put that out. I don't think we'd be where we are today and where I am today if I hadn't done that. And so it's just these stepping stones that you have to start the story somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think Sunshine State of Mind was a great place to do that.
And it was totally embraced. I mean, you had a top 30 hit with See You Next Summer as well. Like, mm-hmm. people have really come on board and really embraced you as Brian Kelly, which must feel so... I mean, maybe it's not the reason that you did it because you needed to do it for yourself as well, but mm-hmm. it's also really validating that people have gone, Brian Kelly, we like you.
Yeah, it feels great, man.
Yeah, congratulations on that. That is a great thing.
I appreciate it. We worked really hard last year and have such a great team behind me opening doors. And, you know, we were out on the road hanging with radio stations last year, doing a bunch of shows. We played in so many different kind of configurations. You know, we would do, you know, stripped down acoustic, power acoustic, full band with all the lights, all the cryo, all the production. So we were, you know, depending on the day, depending on the week, we were, it was all different, but that keeps you on your toes. It makes you better. And at the end of the day, I'm just really proud of all the work that me and my team are putting in. It's not something that's necessarily been handed to us. And, you know, my voice, my lead voice hasn't been out there in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so in a sense, it's starting over as a new artist, which I think is an advantage for me. I think that's super cool. And fans love the finding aspect of music and entertainment. And which means, you know, they love when they can find it, when they can latch on to something that's new and they can tell their friends about it. And so that's kind of what I think is happening, and or I hope is happening.
Yeah, oh, it's happening. And, it's happening.
You know, See You Next Summer is actually on this new album, Tennessee Truth. So there was nothing that went to radio on Sunshine State of Mind. You know, nothing went to radio. It didn't have a huge moment, but I think it was an artistic moment. That's what I'm most proud of. It's just, you know, everything I do is authentic. And that was, like I said, a cool place to start. You know, I was cooped up in Florida during COVID, and that's what I wrote about. I wrote a love letter to Florida, my wife, and Savannah, Georgia, you know, and maybe the Carolinas on a song called Horses on the Beach. But just grateful, man. I love writing. I love creating, and I love challenging myself. And at the end of the day, that's what this is all about.
You know, we're loving at the moment. And we talked about it when you were in town last year. Trucks, ducks, bucks.
That was
and
your favorite.
Beer. Yeah, I love it. I'm so happy that it's out and we can play it all the time. I still don't have a T-shirt.
Gotta get you
that
one.
We absolutely love that. And you mentioned briefly the new album, Tennessee Truth.
Yeah.
This new song, you will have seen. Everybody's like, ooh, Kiss My Boots. It's, you know, a diss track. I mean, do you see it as that? Is that what it is? Is everybody reading this wrong? Because it's you telling your truth, right? But people love to dig into stuff, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know if I see it as a diss track. You know, to me, it's a song that I poured my heart out in. It was birthed through a deep wound, a really tough time that I've been through. This isn't a song that's, as a songwriter, I'm saying, hey, this is about a guy and this is about a certain, this is about me.
Yeah.
This is what I've been through. And this is real. This is me putting it all on the line through a song. And so, and something I'm really proud about, you know, that's, again, getting back to what I've always done, which is dive into the music, dive into the songwriting, through the highs and lows of life, healing through work, healing through songs. And even as a fan of music, even something I've gone through in life, just listening to music has helped me. So I'm really proud of it. People can, you know, take it as they want and do that. But for me, my work for the most part is done with that song. You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you write something, I would imagine as an artist, you know, you're writing something, you know, whether it's this song or in any other subject that we're talking about, you're writing something to kind of tell your truth or to heal something that you're going through, to share your experience with others. You know, sometimes it's super personal.
That's
sometimes
right.
It's really general. And then you, whatever this is, you release it out into the world. And is there almost a moment where you have to go, like you just said, like, okay, my work here is done. Mm-hmm. This can be interpreted in a million different ways, and
you know,
I'm just going to have to let that happen.
That's what I love about this song. You know, I wrote this song about a year ago.
Right.
And it means a lot to me. And through this past year, there's a lot of healing after the song was written. And it's a universal message of betrayal. It's a feeling that so many people have felt at some point in their life. And yeah, I'm excited for people to, I already saw some comments this morning. BK, how'd you know exactly what I was going through?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know,
it's amazing
what I'm
how something so personal can actually be quite universal.
Well, that's why my label wanted to put it out, you know, even before the album. And I think possibly we're going to go to radio with it.
Okay.
And, you know, I turned it in after we recorded it, and they go, man, this is everybody at the label, all of our radio reps, everybody that's heard, you know, all these songs off the album. This is the next one. And they go, you know, you wrote this from such a personal place, and it has such a universal message and effect on people that hear it, because they can immediately put themselves in a place or a time with that song.
Yeah.
And my goal is for it to take on another life of its own.
Right.
Beyond just what I've been through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. Were you, when they really wanted to push it out, were you a bit like,
Nah.
It's so personal, or were you like, yeah, go for it?
I knew there's power in this song.
Is it also a message, though? Because, you know, I think there's some really great gift that you have to be able to express this stuff in such an artistic way that everybody can relate to. But also, I think everybody can also relate to, you know, being in a relationship or a situation or a job or whatever it is where it's all gone a little bit wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody has their own version of the story where they just want to be like, let me tell you something. Is there a little bit of that?
You know, possibly, but...
Because I got plenty of people that I want to tell something to. I just don't have a song to say
you
it.
You know, for me, it wasn't about holding a press conference and airing out a bunch of dirty laundry and a bunch of details, a bunch of inside baseball on this song.
Right.
The song itself is the message.
Got it. I got it. Okay, well, we love it. And the new album is Tennessee Truth. You know, you're talking about division there a little bit earlier, and not your personal division, but just like the division that it seems like the entire world is going through at the moment. And it's such a huge year, both here in the UK and in America. And I think that pre-COVID and then COVID, there was this moment where everybody thought like, oh, okay, the heat's gone out of it a little bit. Mm-hmm. We can all start getting along a little bit more. And now it seems that it's all just ramping back up again. And that it just seems like there's something in the ether where we just can't get a break. And
even to
like a minor thing like Beyonce's doing a country song. How dare you? Let's fight about it.
Right.
Do you think we're on the way to getting better?
I hope so. I think it's up to us to act and operate differently. You know, it's up to us to be the change. Each individual person. And so I think...
Why do you think people are so angry?
I think over the past 4 years, what everybody's been through, just about every country, between COVID and everything that's caused, and obviously we've got some wars and some battles going on right now, tensions are high. It's an uncomfortable time because there seems to be, maybe for some people and just the way it's perceived, maybe through press or however, that there's no end in sight where we can just be like...
exhale.
We don't get along now. It doesn't feel like there's a roadmap, but...
Because ultimately, even people that you really disagree, I find, people that you really disagree with, even on kind of quite fundamental things, actually, if you're sitting down and talking, like, it's hard to hate somebody to their face, I think.
Right.
And I think probably there's not enough people that are sitting down and...
Yeah, I think so.
And not necessarily even talking about the issues, but just, like, talking.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's just a different tone. You know, I remember being in high school and being in, like, a history class and a politics class. And, you know, I grew up, I played baseball, so I was somewhat of a jock, but I hung out with everybody. Mm. I hung out with basketball players. I hung out with baseball players. I hung out with artists, musicians.
Did you hang out with the band?
That's a little bit. Test. I had some band friends. Okay, I really did, man. I hung out with, I had a big group, a big circle of friends, and it wasn't just one type of person. And what I enjoyed about my experience back then and how the times have changed now is like you could have a conversation with somebody that sees things differently and go have a great lunch after that. You know what I'm saying? Or have it over lunch and there's not this, hey, I'm unfollowing you and I'm not your friend anymore because you think different. I think, you know, I think these kind of tough conversations are important, but it's how you walk away from them is even more important.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think I kind of miss, you know, is that working together through differences to achieve the same goal. You know, if you're just both walking in a different direction, it's not gonna work, you know? So to me, I mean, that's why, you know, I'm really excited about my music, this music, and hopefully, you know, with Tennessee Truth and this whole album, you know, other than Kiss My Boots, it's a feel-good album. It's a party. It's a bigger sound for me, and hopefully it's an escape, just like Sunshine State of Mind was. You know, it's escapism, if you will. So hopefully that's what they can dive into. That's my contribution is the music.
Thank you. We're accepting it.
There we go.
Tennessee Truth is coming out on the 10th of May. Good to see you. It's always a joy, Brian.
Happy
Thank you
here,
for
brother.
Coming in.
Yes,
we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters. And we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.